He's a dino mouth.
Wait, while I'm doing this, do you want to fill my drink?
No.
You don't?
No.
Are
you sure? I'll drink mine really fast so we can have another.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dose of Reality, the podcast. I'm Jazz.
And I'm Jade.
And this is a bonus episode.
Bonus!
Hey! So actually, we're just going to talk about selling the OC today. We're going to go through the whole season. Which was lit, but I liked Selling Sunset more. Not to
me
be
too.
A negative Nancy, but it did.
Me too. OC has to grow on me.
Yeah.
They haven't earned.
They picked the wrong person to be the center of attention.
Yeah, we don't like Alex.
Yeah. Anyways, so let's get into it. Okay, so we're just going to kind of talk about all the separate drama.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, Alex and Kayla.
This is a roller coaster.
This
it goes up and then down.
Up and down. Yep. Some emotional abuse.
Yep. Spinny roundy rounds.
Some obsession. It was crazy. Obsessions. Full on obsessions.
Like, we have fucking, like, Freddy Krueger. Where she, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No.
I swear.
Oh, that was, it was, it's not good.
It's crazy. Okay, so anyways, let's dive in. So, it starts off, they seem like really good, whatever. They're, like, they're really good friends. Kayla really like looks up to Alex, but you can tell Alex definitely has a chip on her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Just from like the get-go, thinks she's the best, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you can see that Alex really like values.
Or Kayla.
Or Kayla really values Alex. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, she really looks up to her, like it's sad.
Okay, so a little bit more on the Kayla side of things is that she has a sad story. Her parents kicking her out and things like that. But boy, oh boy, does she play the victim quite a bit.
She does. I want to like her, but she is so intense about feeling bad for herself.
Yeah.
She really is.
Yeah. So she's talking with everybody, and she even, this is a quote, she said, "I feel like I'm always on. I don't have breaks ever."
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, I get that. But, like, a lot of people feel like that.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people feel like that.
A lot of people feel like that. And, like, it is, like, I can't imagine how hard it is to be a single mom, like, obviously. But that's not to say that anyone else's problems are any, like, easier for them. Like, it's all different. Like, you know. And so when she's like annoyed at Polly, she opens up to Polly like later in the season.
Yeah.
And she's mad at her for being like, yeah, I'm on my, I mean, this is a woman who was married and got cheated on by her husband. Now she's on her own. Like, you know, like her struggles are just as valid.
Right. Like, exactly.
And so she's like kind of shitting on that. And also Polly's brand new to the business too.
Mm-hmm.
And she hasn't even gotten a listing, and Kayla has the listing and has Alex helping her. And Polly's like, well, okay.
And nobody can understand Polly. I'm just kidding. But people are really
so sad.
People are ruthless about Polly's accent.
They're really ruthless about that.
But yeah, and she, even in Kayla's confessional, she's like, Polly just doesn't get it. And it's like, no, people get it.
Mm-hmm.
They get it. You are not the busiest woman in the world.
Exactly.
So,
everyone has problems. You're not the only one with problems.
Yeah.
But so, one thing I will say is that Alex, like, seems very good at her job.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
However, Kayla gets her first listing.
Yeah. Kayla's first listing.
Starts off problematic.
Yeah.
Because
it's cringe.
It's so cringe. I cringed so hard in that scene with the phone call to the client.
Yeah.
Like, it was bad because she literally bosh it.
Yeah, Alex needed to take over.
She did. That's why I felt like it was weird when Gio gave, like, was talking about it, like, Alex kind of steamrolled her in that moment because she was a huge steamroller.
Yeah.
But in that moment, Kayla literally said the wrong thing
and then
just stopped talking. Yeah. And then she goes, fuck. Like, out loud when Kayla took, like, oh my God, it's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Tops to bots.
No, that was, if I was Alex, I would have taken the phone right out of Kayla's hands too, and I would have been like,
Kayla wanted her to take it earlier, and she didn't cut in and help her, so that sucked.
Right. But then they go through, and they're getting everything staged for this house, and Kayla has ideas, and Alex is just like, absolutely not, this is how we're going to do it, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and that's steamrolling.
Yes,
it's like,
absolutely.
You are taking this listing and like, let somebody learn a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, go with her idea. Maybe it won't work out. It's not going to make the house unsellable if you put a high top in the fucking balcony. Like, come on.
Right. Right. But then later some drama happens that we will be talking about, but Kayla ends up wanting to take Alex off the listing.
Yeah.
And Kayla says it's because the seller doesn't want to work with Alex, but I think it's because Kayla doesn't want to work with Alex after, like, the drama that they've gone through.
Yeah, which they do go through some drama. Mm-hmm. And I honestly, I hadn't thought of that until you said that, because she does come off as salesy. Yeah. So I could have seen, and her client seemed kind of like, I don't know, just no bullshit kind of, or just kind of a dick, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I guess I could have seen him being like, I don't want to work with her. But
yeah.
But yeah, I could see what you said too.
Yeah. But yeah, so kind of rewinding a little bit. So Alex is starting to get, like, frustrated with Kayla. And the whole kissing Tyler thing is trying to kiss Tyler thing is coming out. And Alex talks about it with everyone.
Every single person.
Every single person. Mm-hmm. And then people start coming to Kayla about it. And one of the points Kayla's making, she's like, why didn't you guys just come to me about it and talk to me? And I actually saw that point, because I'm like, that's true. Like, we all make mistakes when we're drunk. I think they definitely, you can see how they all push it a little too far with each other. Like, yeah, they're all a little, like, disrespectful to each other's relationships in the app. It's like, I don't know. It's just a little too far.
Let's pivot from the Kayla and Alex thing and talk about Kayla. Talk about the drama with Tyler quick.
Yeah. So Kayla is drunk one night, and they are all out, and it must have been like an after work party or something, whatever. They all drink together. They've been drinking. Everyone's like pretty far gone. And Kayla tries to kiss Tyler and is like really trying to get with him and like telling him that nobody has to find out or nobody has to know.
Oh, God.
Whatever.
He's married.
He is married to
a
beautiful actress. Gorgeous. Like, one of the prettiest women in the world. And...
Well, not in the world.
I think she's gorgeous.
Well, she's really pretty.
Yeah. Top 20.
Top 100.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. Sure.
Which I want to be in the top
100. Top 100 is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so then Polly sees it, and Polly's not the person that you want to see that, because her husband was sleeping around on her, and she takes that stuff very, very, very seriously. So Polly sees it and is very uncomfortable, and she talks to the office, starts to find out, and it spreads like wildfire.
Well, because I think it's, yeah, like you kind of said, like, Alex comes to, wait, no, it's Brandy, isn't it? I think it was Brandy that told everyone the next day, like, at work. Yeah. Or whatever, because she was like, I was right there, and it was really uncomfortable.
Was it Polly?
It was Polly. Yeah, so she's the one that tells everyone, and then Alex jumps on it. Oh my God.
Alex jumps.
Because she's so fucking jealous. I don't know. I just want to say, I don't know if you guys, like, watched the trailer where it was clear that someone tried to kiss a married man, and then when the show started and we met everyone, I was 100% sure it was going to be Alex, because she's literally obsessed with him.
Yeah.
She's hanging on him all the time.
At the beach.
She's doing nosies or whatever the fuck that is. Creepy thing. Yeah. And then just like literally all over him. And like, we might have one time matched on fucking Tinder or whatever stupid shit. Like, what?
Yeah.
It's crazy. So I thought it was going to be her. I was absolutely shocked when it was Kayla.
And even one other point. In the beach when they're all like sitting watching the thing and she has her blanket and she's like having him in her lap.
Yeah.
Hell no.
No.
If I saw that, I would not be happy.
I cannot imagine his wife watching the show.
I know.
I hope, like, it's so disrespectful.
It. Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why I'm like, she just shouldn't have commented on it at all, because she gets so mad. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. You are so inappropriate with him. And then she has the nerve to at some point be like, we have built that relationship. Like, to Kayla. She's like, we have built that relationship. We can be like that with each other. You don't know them like that. It's like, you actually cannot be like that.
You cannot be like that.
Like, I don't care how long you've known my husband. Mm-hmm. You do not need to hang on him and put your fucking mouth on his face.
And it just seems like Alex just really doesn't have relationships or doesn't have respect for wives.
Yeah.
Anyways, because, and we'll jump into this, but with Gio's wife too, I was like, you were rude.
You were
literally rude to her.
You were literally rude.
Yeah. So, That's a drama, and that's how Kayla and Alex's relationship starts to like fall apart a little bit.
She throws Kayla under the bus. Under the bus fast.
Yeah. So and she's fast. Like, how could she do that? And da 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 da. So and she's crazy. Always crying, which she fucking is.
She really is always crying.
Oh my God. Kayla, I want to smack her through the TV and be like, stop crying.
Stop crying. It's enough.
But then she just makes bitchy comments. Like one of them, she said, like, Kayla's buyer didn't come through, so I sold it. And like has this big like smile on her face. And then it's like, everybody's happy for you that you sold this house. That's fine and great. But like, it's just your energy that you're like, it's a chip on the shoulder thing. It's annoying.
Yeah.
But then it just starts getting really like kind of petty, but like, also, I see how Kayla can be annoying.
Yeah, 100%.
But, like, Alex and Polly had a conversation, too, about Kayla bitching about her $4.5 million listing about, like, how it's so much. And she's, like, overwhelmed and stressed and da-da-da-da-da. And I do think people really need to figure out how to separate good stress and bad stress.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have a $4.5 million listing. That's a good stress.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be happy about it and find a way to not see the negatives in that. And then it's just overwhelming how much she's crying. So I get how she's annoying.
And then to, like, at some point, Brandy says, like, I think these people forget that this is not, like, a normal, like, real estate job.
Yeah.
Which is so true. It's like, I'm sorry that you're working bartending on the side, which a lot of us have done for 10 plus years. So, like, that is just sometimes what it is. Like, a lot of people have multiple jobs, just so you know. But that does suck, and I get that. But also, like, you're on a TV show now, and you're making, like, top real estate money. So I really can't feel that bad for you,
right?
Honestly. Like, you're in a position that most people would never have the opportunity for.
Yeah.
So
People don't just make $370,000 commission checks.
I know.
That, like, doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's like not a thing.
So,
and granted, they only get like a percentage of that, but still.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Like a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
But.
And yeah, just the TV clout. Like, you're getting a ton
paid
of.
Paid for being on this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Selling Sunsets did a great job to set up OC.
Yes, so, 100%. That's so true.
Yeah. But then things start to really pop off.
Mm.
And they're in this, they do like these morning huddles, or that's what I do at work. They do like these morning meetings. And they are talking about like their listings and what they have going on, whatever. And Kayla brings up her listing and Alex just like loses her shit. And she's like, well, my name's going to be on it. We're not going to do it like that. And I think they were talking about, like, giving up the listing. Because remember, they wanted to raise the price.
Yeah. And then who would be listed as the agent was the big thing. Alex. And earlier on, Alex was like, I've sold so many houses like this. I could do it in my sleep. Then why do you need to be the listing agent?
Then why do you need to be? And then she's like, well, I'm not going to put my name on this, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jarvis is like, well, Alex, she's like, Alex, Kayla gave you the list. Like, she's asking you for help. Kayla should be
the listing agent.
And Alex was like, Jarvis, don't get into this. You have no idea what you're talking about. And I'm like, you're in a meeting with everybody, and even Jarvis was like, you're talking about this in front of me, wasting my time.
Yeah, that was a good point.
I do not need to be here, but like, if you're going to talk about this, it is now my business.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alex doesn't really have a case, and she's just being a pouty bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And she literally storms out of the office crying, goes into her car, and leaves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh my God, pull it together.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
then
was crazy.
Why in God's name Jason and Brett didn't put a stop to that was beyond me.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. And they do make up eventually over the course of a lot of other things. Like, I feel like Kayla, like, just like, you know, she just like likes to play the victim and has to have other people stand up for her. So I feel like she like went to Rose and Jarvis. And like just complained about everything with them, and then they like stuck up for her, and she just threw them under the bus.
Oh yeah,
completely. It was so shitty.
Yeah,
like that's the thing is, like, just when you feel bad for someone in this show, mm-hmm. they're all terrible. Yeah. Everyone's terrible. When you feel bad for someone, they're just turn around and do something shitty. Like, it's crazy. It so that was crazy. Annoying, but it ended up being, like, Kayla was kind of like, well, I need to stay on Alex's good side, like, in her interview. So it's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But what? I don't even get it.
Exactly. I just, she's so lame. But Kayla's not the only one that Alex has all this drama with. So then we have Gio.
Yep, Gio.
Who, like the other Alexandras, I really did not like at first.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh my God, he came in so hot and he was like, I'm the top selling agent. It's like, your office opened yesterday. Yeah. How are you the top selling agent? Like, what? You haven't even done anything yet.
Yeah. I have an orange Ferrari.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, so this drama all starts off at Gio's opening party for his house, which is amazing. Gorgeous house. And they're like, imagine being so rich that you have this a mansion and you're like, we just don't really use it that much.
It's
like, what?
Yeah, right.
With like a living wall and whatever.
Have a sushi, someone coming to make fresh sushi.
Yeah, it's like crazy.
Yeah.
So the house is gorgeous and Gio has everyone over to do whatever things that they do. And Gio is such a dick. He just like totally snubs Austin.
Yeah.
Because Austin asks a question about like having open houses.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, if he was...
No, this was at his open house, or this was at his listing.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Austin was like, are you going to have an open house for this house?
Mm-hmm.
And Gio was like, no. It's just like, it's so rude.
It's so rude.
And I hate that when people like try and make newer people feel stupid about the questions that they ask. It's like, just calm down.
Just chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was just a minor side thing. But but the drama actually comes in because Alex snubs Gio's wife, which we do have the footage.
Yeah.
And we did roll it. And she did snub her.
Yeah.
Like, end of story. And I just really loved how Gio, like, stood up for his wife. Yeah. He was like, first of all, she didn't ask me to say anything. She didn't want me to say anything. But I feel like she wouldn't have mentioned it. She's not a petty person. She wouldn't have mentioned it if it didn't actually hurt her feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, you guys are friends. She's like, we're not friends. And, like, freaks out about that. And he's like, okay, you've met someone multiple times that you're friendly with. Like, that's what he's saying.
Right.
Like, you don't need to be a dick to them.
Right. Then even at the beach party where she tells all the girls about it. And then she goes, let's get him over here. Let's get him over here.
Oh, my God. That was these girls are, like, the bulliest people I've ever seen. Yeah. It's, like, women at their worst, honestly. It was crazy.
Yeah. And then Alex calls Gio over just to have him get chewed out by all the girls at the party because they've only heard Alex's side.
Yeah.
So Gio's just kind of like, I didn't say that. I didn't do that. And Alex is literally making up lies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
And then she storms out again.
Yeah.
She's like crazy.
And then Gio goes to talk to her and like try and calm her down. And she's like, and then for the rest of the time, she's like, yeah, because I don't snub wives. Because I don't.
Oh my
and it's
God.
Like, you... I can't say this enough. You clearly do not respect people's relationships. Mm-hmm. And that was just absolutely crazy.
That was crazy. Well, even like in addition to that, since we're talking about the beach party, the fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I think that was so inappropriate.
Yeah.
I would be so pissed if I was any of their wives. Like, why would you do that? That's just weird to fuck, marry, kill with married men on TV.
On TV that you know so well. Like, I don't care if you play it with some random celebrities that you have no idea who they are. But it's like, you're so close with these men.
Yeah. Like, it's just weird.
Just back off.
I just, like, I don't know. I'm not, like, a very, like, I'm not weird about that stuff normally. I don't think I'm very, like, jealous or whatever. I just think it's rude.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't do that.
If they were single, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like,
and they're just staring at them at the beach. It's like, can you just chill out?
Calm down.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So
and you
crazy.
Can be close, but like, they've pushed it to like flirtatious.
Way far.
Like,
super far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're just all over each other. It's fucking insane. I can't imagine someone's wife or partner not getting mad about that.
I know. That's why I want a reunion with Andy Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
I want a reunion with Andy Cohen.
I mean, I did love Tan.
Yeah, that's true.
But Andy's that's the true. Daddy.
But yeah, and then the rest of the beach party is literally just Alex and Gio kind of getting into it. Alex just loses her mind all the time. She has
She's crazy.
Literal actual temper tantrums.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just gaslights and she's like, I did not do that. And I, do you think I would do, you, Gio, you know me. She is such I would a never do that. And it's like, and he even kept saying, he's like, I trust my wife.
Yeah, right. Grade A gaslighter.
Literally grade A. Insane. And it's like, and then jumping back, I know we kind of went through this, but the Tyler thing, how she has him wrapped up in his towel. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but you want us to think that you have respect for these people's yeah. relationships. It's okay. Like,
fuck got it. Off. And honestly, I think she got so mad about the Kayla thing because she was jealous.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, I think if the opportunity presented itself, she would hook up with Tyler.
100%. She wouldn't stop talking about how they almost matched on, or they matched on Tinder 10 years before or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, absolutely. But crazy. Back to the Kayla and Tyler thing. So all that drama goes down.
Mm-hmm.
People start to find out.
Yep.
First of all, it's not the first time, apparently, that Kayla's trying to kiss Tyler. Not the first time. Which is like, you need to nip that shit in the bud.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. He was like, I just get uncomfortable. You're a grown-ass man, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking girl pair.
Establish boundaries.
Yeah.
And just say, don't do that
Don't
anymore.
Do that. Yeah. Literally don't. You're making me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, and he does say later that he's let, you know, himself be in positions that he shouldn't be. So, yeah. Like, he does, like, kind of own up to that. But so after everyone's finding stuff out, Kayla gets mad at Polly
mm-hmm.
and wants Polly to apologize. That this is a mm-hmm. level of victim playing that this woman mm-hmm. does. So that was fucking crazy when they have that talk, like, in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Alex comes in and it's like,
yeah.
throwing a fit yeah. and like, oh, God, she's just so much.
She's so too much.
But I do understand Kayla wanting people to come and talk to her.
Yeah.
Because it's not fun having the buzz or whatever. And really, it is between her and Tyler.
And it's embarrassing. I mean, I'm sure she's super embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, if you are that sexually attracted to Tyler, do not get that drunk around him anymore.
Exactly.
That's, remove that's yourself. Done.
Which,
yeah.
I don't think he's that attractive. It was so weird to me. You
I thought he was. That.
Yeah. I think he's like kind of weird looking, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, I'm not like drooling. I thought Austin was a fucking babe. Like, I was like, whoa.
I thought the other guy, he didn't really get much screen time, but there was another dude who was like kind of younger looking. I think he's bi.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think I knew
beautiful.
The mixed guy or black
yeah,
guy. Or
yeah.
I don't know.
Oof, gorgeous.
He's mixed or black, but.
Anyway.
Doesn't matter. He was hot, too.
Everyone's attractive.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. So.
So diving into, like, Kayla kind of getting away from Alex and going to Rose and Jarvis. So she goes to Rose and Jarvis because the other girls ice her out. And Rose and Jarvis are like, oh, hey, we're used to this because we're constantly iced out. And Kayla literally gives Rose and Jarvis a sob story about how she is kicked out of the house, how she works all the time. She's bartending at night. She's so stressed out. She has her kids. She da-da-da-da-da, blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. And I have to say, not once does Rose bring up her story about mm-hmm. her, how shitty her life was mm-hmm. to anyone.
True.
So
good point.
Let's just make a point of that quick.
Which we sure find out later.
Yeah,
insane.
We do. And she just has this giant sob story. And then she's literally downplaying what she did. She's like, yeah, I just, like, push it too far with Tyler. And I was just being very flirty. I'm
totally,
like,
yeah.
No, bitch, you tried to hook up with him.
You literally tried to hook up with him and said no one needs to know.
Exactly.
Hi.
Multiple times, by Hello. The way. That was not the only time. That's just the only time anybody, like, really found out about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ugh.
Rose and Jarvis, it's so funny because they just start going in on the other girls. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what?
They're like, give me a motherfucking reason.
Yeah. It's like they're the Siamese twins. It's amazing.
It's crazy.
And but they're making good points. They're like, that's really hypocritical because Alex is always all over. Like, none of those girls really respect, like, the other relationships.
Yeah.
And they're like, everybody's way too flirtatious. Like, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And, like, Rose and Jarvis are just kind of, like, going in, but they're valid.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
100%
the
points
that they're making are just exactly what I was thinking. And then Kayla's like, yeah. And then Alex starts to go after Rose and Jarvis, and then Kayla is totally like, yeah, mm-hmm. okay,
yep.
sounds good, you're back on my side.
Yep.
And let's
completely let
Jarvis
them.
And
yeah.
Rose get thrown to the wolves.
Mm-hmm.
It was insane. I was watching it and I'm like, this is crazy.
This is unreal. Unreal. Oh, my God.
This is crazy.
They're insufferable.
And by the way, I just have to make a point that I just feel like The Office is threatened by Rose and Jarvis.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And 100%.
I ended up liking them.
I did not like them at first because of how, like, it seemed like they were making themselves. And we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Whole
segment on that. But I just want to wrap up the Kayla and Tyler thing because eventually they do talk about it. I would love to be a fly on the wall when fucking Tyler's, what is Brittany Snow? Watches this fucking, what? How could, like, what? Murder. Like, literally murder.
Probably divorce. Divorce. Maybe separation.
For sure. Anyway, so they meet, and Kayla's, like, apologetic, right? I do like that Tyler was, like, because she was kind of dancing around it. He was, like, this is not the first time this has happened. Yeah. So let's not act like it was this, like, random, whoops, oh, my gosh, I don't know what's wrong with me, like, whatever. It's, like, it's literally not the first time.
Right.
We just need to, like, I can tell you feel bad.
Yeah.
And you didn't need the whole office to come after you.
Which she didn't. Weird.
She really didn't. But that was good. I thought that whole thing went down well. Like, he seems like he is good with it, honestly.
But Kayla cries the whole time. I can't. She can't be on the show. She's going to cry like that.
You also can't be in this business.
You cannot be in this business.
Like, it will chew you up and spit you out.
So just a little backstory. I'm in sales. And, like, you have to have a, like, thick skin. You just do. Yeah. You cannot break down and cry at every adversity that comes along. Oh my God. I crying is, oh, just
crying is so much.
It's so much.
I can't deal with crying.
Oh my God.
Okay. Anyways, all right. Let's jump into the Rose and Jarvis versus everyone. Drama. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I started off not liking them because, same reason, a lot of the same reason for Gio, where it's like you talk yourself up so much and you have such a big head and they kind of a weird vibe going on where it's like a little creepy kind of at first. Like a weird, like you said, like Siamese twins thing.
Yeah.
And then at the launch party, like the first party that is on the show, I think it's episode one, it feels like they're trying to make themselves out to be, I feel like that plays into why people don't like them too, because it seems like they kind of try to set themselves apart, where they're like, everyone just hates us. And it's like, okay, well, you did do stuff too.
Right.
So there is that.
Right.
Which I feel like I ended up liking them more than the other people, but still, it's like, okay, well, you're not, you know.
Right.
You obviously, like, talked shit also. Right.
But I did understand why Rose wanted to initially separate herself, because right off the bat, she's like, you told people, she's talking to Alex Hall, and she's like, you told people that I was sleeping around to get my clients.
Yeah. And that, which was huge. It's so fucked up. And then Gio's mom is like, you can't, once it's out there, you can't just, which is 100% right. When you say that, it's out there. Like, you can't just fucking go around saying that shit.
Right. And there's some people who aren't going to believe it. Mm-hmm. There's people who are going to believe it and not like you for it.
Yeah.
There's people who are going to believe it and don't care. And then there's people who are probably going to try and take advantage of it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the worst thing.
And especially as a woman, because as everyone knows, it's harder being a woman to, like, make a name for yourself and all this stuff. And it's like, if you really, like, went through all this shit and earned your way to the top, and then someone's just dismissing that as you got it because you slept your way through. That's like, how fucking demeaning and shitty and fucked up. I just can't stand that shit.
Yeah.
But.
So it really starts to, like, kind of get nasty, and then.
But I want to say also that I do believe her about, because she was also like, Alex, you said this shit about everyone.
Yeah.
And Alex was like, I never said that. And, like, she absolutely did. She's such a shithead.
She's,
like,
crazy. She
100% said that.
Yeah.
That stuff.
One, I absolutely believe it. And why would somebody make that up about themselves?
Exactly. Yeah.
And so
no, then, I mean, like, about the other people. Like, about, like, she was like, you said all this stuff about Kayla, and you said all this stuff about Brandy. Like, all that stuff, which I don't remember exactly what it is, but it's, like, shit talking. Yeah. And Alex is like, I would never.
Yeah. And it's like, yes, you did.
Yes, you fucking
You 100% did. And then Kayla is, like, all defensive about it because she's so far up Alex's ass.
Yeah.
So she's barking back. And then Rose and Kayla kind of get into it. And Kayla – or Rose ends up being just, like, shut the fuck up and, like, kind of tells her off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously that didn't sit well with Kayla. So that's its own kind of, like, storyline. And then I think – Kayla calls Rose a fucking, or Rose calls Kayla a fucking bitch or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of starts them off from the doom. But it's all because Kayla's so far up Alex's ass, she can't even see reality.
I know, it's crazy.
So it's just absolutely nuts. So then we're jumping back to Gio's poker party because this is kind of the other side of what happens. Mm-hmm. Well, Brandy and Alex and a couple of the other girls are sitting there talking. And Rose comes up to grab something. And she can hear Brandy being like...
going on about her.
Yeah, just going on. And she's like, Alex, I tell you all the time, I don't know why you defend her. Like, she is that girl. Da, 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 da. Like, you are wasting your time. She's never going to get it. Blah, blah, blah. And she's like... And Rose is hearing all this. So she's kind of like, okay, thanks.
This is what I was standing with. I thought Brandy was faking it at first. Same. And then doing it intentionally, but then you could tell by her reaction that she actually was shocked she was sitting there.
Yeah, and she's like, you guys, why didn't you tell me, whatever. And then, so then Rose goes back to Jarvis, and she's like, yeah, the girls are talking about me, I can hear my name, like, Brandy just said all this shit about me, whatever. So Brandy goes over to Rose and Jarvis to talk to them about it, and Rose was like, yeah, that was fucked up, and mm-hmm. Brandy was like, listen, I'm not involved in this office drama. This is a bunch of bullshit. Like, my mom is sick, my blah, 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 blah. And it's like, okay, everybody's going through their shit. So you cannot victimize the things that you are going through mm-hmm. constantly with mm-hmm. people.
Just whenever it's kind of convenient, which sounds fucked up, but that's what she's doing.
Exactly. And it's like, you just talked a whole bunch of shit about somebody in front of their face and behind their back. Mm-hmm. You could just apologize.
Yeah. And I hate when people act like they're above it and then they get in it in every opportunity that they have. Yeah.
Exactly. And then, of course, Alex Hall comes over and she inserts herself where she doesn't need to be inserted. And she's just kind of like coming at Rose and Jarvis and talking a bunch of shit. And she's like, oh, Brandy, we don't need to entertain this, da 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 da, whatever. And then everybody starts coming over.
Mm-hmm. And she calls Alex and Jarvis the bullies.
Yeah.
Or sorry, she calls Jarvis and Rose the bullies.
Jarvis and Rose the bullies, which is insane because Alex is one of the bulliest bullies I've ever seen. She is the biggest bully ever.
It's crazy. Yeah. Like, you think you're in high school with these women. It's insane.
It's truly incredible. And then they all go over there. Polly goes over there, blah, 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 whatever. And then Jarvis starts calling. It's very condescending towards Polly. And obviously, Polly has big reactions, too. Mm-hmm. And Jarvis called Polly dear, honey, or both, I think. Mm-hmm. And Polly loses.
Because she had already done that at the showing that they had. Yeah. Which Jarvis was a bitch at that showing.
Oh, absolutely.
She was so rude to her. Yeah. And Polly's just kind of, like, bubbly.
Yeah.
And so it was, like, just unnecessary.
It's
I mean, I will say that I like Jarvis less than Rose.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, she kind of just, she has a chip too. Mm-hmm. She definitely has a chip on her shoulder also. But
people are going to, Polly has these crazy reactions. Crazy. That it's like,
she's so emotional.
Jarvis can say anything and Jarvis stays pretty calm.
Yeah, super calm.
So it's just like.
Well, she's just unbothered. And I think that bothers people when people are unbothered, you know? Yeah. Like, they have that confident, like,
mm-hmm. like, whatever. I don't really give a shit.
I don't care about you thing.
Yeah.
It really does.
And I think that sets Polly off. Mm-hmm. And it's just not great.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's kind of the drama with that and that party. And that's kind of how they all just, like, really start to separate. And
yeah, it definitely was, like, working up to it a little bit. Like, and then it just pops off.
Yeah. This was at the yacht party. Mm-hmm. Then things start to really go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I feel like I'm talking a lot.
Oh, no. You're fine.
Okay, so here I go.
So anyways.
So at the yacht party, obviously, things are, like, very awkward because there's all this tension. And Kayla has gone back to her little asshole buddy, Alex, at this point. And then everybody's just kind of, like, going after each other. And no, actually, everybody's just kind of living their life. But Rose wants to talk to Brandy and everybody else kind of bails out.
Oh, at the yacht party, yeah.
Yeah, at the yacht party.
Well, just, and I feel like in the interim, maybe this happened beforehand, but I feel like Kayla went back and forth with I feel like she used them like a couple times.
Yeah.
And then everyone turned against her again at the office. And then she, yeah.
Yeah.
Went back to them. And then, so all this drama happens in between. But then, yeah. So then we're at the yacht party.
Yeah. And the Alexandras have been defending Kayla ever since this.
And they like are not, they don't hold back.
Yeah.
Because they don't care. They're not scared of, like, the bullying mentality thing.
Right.
But for everyone, like, we talked about this offline, but it's, like, I do feel bad for them because I feel like even if you're confident and you're, like, whatever, I'm doing my own thing, it still sucks to have everyone be mean to you. So, like, yeah. when they're on the yacht, they're just, like, over on the side and they're, like, rolling their eyes. They're, like, yeah. of course, we're just, like, left out. And it's right. just, like, shitty. Like,
right.
It's just mean.
100%. And it is really fucked up. And it's especially fucked up of Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, yeah, it's just crazy. And so then they're kind of all talking and Rose is like, yeah, I just think you're all kind of hypocrites for mm-hmm. being so upset about this.
Even on the yacht, fucking, yeah. like she says, Polly's sitting on Tyler's lap.
Yeah, Polly's sitting and got butt naked in front of everybody.
Oh, true. Yeah, she did.
And then Kayla has her mouth over Tyler's nose and is cuddling with him and flirty with him, whatever. So she's making up all these points. Then Tyler comes in, and he is fucking hot, and he's, like, yelling at Rose.
Which he did this even at the poker. When he came in at the poker party, and he was like, listen, you guys are being bullies. I'm like, yeah. are you fucking crazy?
Yeah.
But we've already established that he's not very smart, yeah. obviously.
But it's because he's in the wrong, too,
yeah.
and he knows it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
now he's trying to not let this escalate because people are bringing up mm-hmm. all these things that he lets these girls do, and exactly. it looks really bad on him.
And so then, yeah, so he calls them out at the poker party, but then in the yacht, he comes in hot.
Yeah.
He comes in so hot, and is just yelling at the end. Like, you can tell, like, I don't know, I feel like with other stuff that the people have said about them, they're like, whatever, let's it roll off. But when people call them bullies, they're, like, so taken aback.
Right.
And, like, it, you can tell it, like, actually hurts their feelings because right. they get so bullied that they're right. like, we're not the fucking bullies.
Right.
And so he comes in hot with that shit. And I'm like, first of all, let a man get all up in the drama.
Yeah.
Sit the fuck down.
Right.
Sir. You don't mm-hmm. need to be involved in, like, the ladies' drama. Like, right. aside from the stuff that's, like, directly impacted with you, which he conveniently didn't get involved in. He yeah. just gets involved when other people are saying, or when Alex is saying that they're bullies, which she kind of has him wrapped around her finger, which
yeah.
is, like, crazy.
It sounds like they should just be together.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of deserve each other. I mean, he seems like a really shitty husband, but.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Just not trustworthy.
Yeah.
But yeah, and so then it is just crazy, and I can't, it makes me sick that they keep getting framed as these bullies, and mm-hmm. I'm like, if there's more that I don't know, but I feel like a camera shows it all, shows a lot of it.
It definitely doesn't hold back, that's
it,
for sure.
It does not hold back, and oh my God, so that was just hard to watch, and then Kayla's just so wishy-washy, and then she's sitting in the corner just crying,
and then Polly's like, you're making her cry, it's like,
yeah.
what?
An aunt could make Kayla cry. I know,
so true. So true. It's like, you're making, everyone's making, why is it them? What?
Yeah.
I'm so confused. The logic. No one has logic capabilities.
Nobody has logic
fucking
capabilities.
Show. It's so crazy. And then fucking Jason and Brad are just like literally just, they're the most quiet in this season than I've ever seen them.
I know. And it's crazy because they are surrounded by so much drama and they're just like, chill about it. Like, they're just like, yeah, whatever.
They're just fucking used to it. They've been jaded by fucking Christine, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, Christine Quinn.
Yeah, Christine Quinn. Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. She's
she crazy.
Cray. No one can top her in craziness. So
no, that's true.
But anyway, yeah, Kayla's fucking all over the goddamn
Kayla's
place.
Kayla's wee.
And they just go in circles on this yacht.
Mm-hmm.
They fucking, like, she's like, I want to talk to Polly. And then Polly's, like, screaming. Her voice, yeah. it's a voice for me.
Right? Yeah.
Like, everything you say sounds like you're screaming.
Mm-hmm.
It's annoying.
Mm-hmm. You cannot keep your composure for more than 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's like, take a
Polly's
breath.
Polly's screaming. Kayla's crying. Alex is throwing temper tantrums.
Temper tantrums.
Tyler's trying to save his marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Alexanders are unbothered.
Yeah.
It's a mess. But then
Austin's asking stupid questions that no one cares about.
No, Austin,
I'm
you're
just
not.
Kidding. Gio's talking himself up and buying Lamborghinis.
Gio's obsessed with himself and he's probably working somewhere in the corner because he's unbothered by all these crazy
all
assholes too.
Yeah.
But then my favorite part is after the yacht party, they come in to the office the next day. And Brett and Jason are like, we got a big sale or whatever. And they were like, Rose and Jarvis, $20 million home sold or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I loved that because I really started to feel like bad for them. And I liked them at the end. And I was like, there's no better revenge than success.
Exactly. And they are badasses. But I do want to point out, I think they're total badasses, but I do want to point out that it is two of them. So yeah, whatever they do, they need to cut it in half. Yeah. Yeah. So like 10 mil each. Because they kind of talk about it like the whole time as if everything they do can be compared like one-to-one.
Yeah.
With everyone. It's like, different. Well, you're a team. So yeah. Yes, you have double the resources and everything. So there's that. Right. But yes, but still they're doing way better than everyone else. Yeah. Even split in half. But I also wanted to just, we touched on this earlier, but I wanted to emphasize Rose's backstory.
Yeah.
Because with the shit with Kayla complaining about everything and like her problems are like the highlight of this season as if like she's the only person that has problems.
Yeah.
And then, Alex like saying that she sleeps with all these clients and like whatever bullshit. Yeah. And then Rose kind of like comes out with her backstory when she's like with Jarvis and Gio and his mom. And she's like, I've been through all this stuff. Like her parents were all like her relationship with her parents was all fucked up and like all this stuff. Like really, really shitty.
They're homeless.
Yeah.
And homeless. Were they drug addicts?
Her mom, I think.
Yeah.
I think if I remember correctly, that could be wrong, but I think that's what
she said she goes and sees her mom still. Her mom still lives on the streets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she had to, like, imagine, how do you go from that to, like, literally, she clearly had to work really fucking hard.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And she's, like, clearly very successful. I don't know. And just, she's like, I don't talk about it because, like, no one cares. And also, like, people are going to say what they're going to say kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it was just, like, hi. Like, I hope people felt bad watching that because. Yeah. Or, like, you know, people on the show. Because they, like, how shitty they are to them and the things that they said.
And their own excuses for why they're like that. And,
yeah. It's just crazy. It's, like, everyone has shit. That's the thing. Like, everyone has shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. So, I just wanted to point that out because that really affected me watching that.
Yeah, that was really sad.
But that's it.
That's a lot. But that's the gist of it.
Yeah, that's the gist. It was fucking crazy. But we wanted to end it with cast thoughts. First of all, I generally thought it was good drama and I would watch a season two.
Yeah, same.
Do I still like Selling Sunset better? Mm-hmm. Yes, but do I like Selling Tampa worse? Absolutely. Selling Tampa kind of sucked.
I never watched Tampa.
I mean, it was just garbage kind of.
Yeah.
Like, would I watch season two of that? Probably not.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Okay.
Anyway, so, you know, it was generally pretty good. So cast thoughts, let's go through. Kayla, how'd you end?
Hate. Stop crying.
Okay, but hate is strong.
Okay, maybe I don't hate her, but she's a victim. She has a sob story. I don't particularly like people with a victim mentality.
I know, me neither.
So I'm like, I stop feeling bad for you. Mm-hmm. The things that you've gone through, I start to really not give a shit. Like, she's just not worth my time. Like, I'm like, you're annoying.
You just run out of things for her. Yeah, I agree. I also, like, she's one of those people I'm like, I might like you season two better when you watched yourself back. I could see you redeeming yourself when you watched back and saw how insufferable you were.
Yeah.
Because it was a fucking lot. And honestly, like, I usually, like, root for the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
And she was kind of an underdog, you know? It's like, I really want to see her, like, do well in this business.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of the situation that she's in. Have a great life for her son.
I root for an underdog that's not like entitled.
I know. And yeah. So that
feels bad for themselves.
I'm in between with her, but she's not lost to me.
Okay. She's like,
she could redeem.
She's like 90% lost for me.
Okay.
Like, I'm like,
for me, I think she's 85% lost.
Okay.
I have 15% for her.
Okay.
15%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alex Hall, 100% lost.
Yeah.
Lost. Done. Please find a new center of attention or fucking, what is it called? Person, the main character.
Antagonist. Protagonist. Is that the protagonist?
It's a protagonist. and is the opposite.
I was on the same wavelength though.
Yeah, same way. Yeah,
The thing about Alex Hall is she's trying to be like Mary from Selling Sunsets, and she's not.
She's trying to be like Mary, but she's like a wannabe Christine.
Yeah,
and that's the problem. You can't make Christine the protagonist of Selling Sunset. Like, you make it someone like, what's her face, who you also hate, but still, she's different.
Who?
Who's the main person of Selling Sunset? Oh, what the fuck is her name? with a divorce from the Hawkeye. Maybe like Block Trout. What, the one who Christine is like her enemy?
Not Mary.
No. The main person. She dates Jason.
Chriselle,
fuck's sake. Jade literally blocked Chriselle. She had to look it up just now.
I hate Chriselle. Chriselle's a zero for me.
Okay, but that's fine, but that's who you make your main person. Someone who's like generally likable, and Alex is absolutely not likable. Absolutely not likable.
Chriselle is likable?
Okay. She talks this very... is a moot point with you, I think. Okay, let's move on to the Alexandras.
Didn't like, but I do like.
Yeah. I agree, but I also, like, kind of don't really like Jarvis that much still.
Yeah, Jarvis is...
But I respect her hustle.
Yeah.
Hardcore. Yeah. Alex, I don't even respect her hustle. I'm just like, you just suck. Yeah. And she does come off as, like, commercial salesman kind of thing, too. Right. So, whatever.
Yeah. Polly is annoying. I'm indifferent to her, but she's annoying.
I like her. I want to like her more. Again, maybe watching herself back, she'll see how annoying she was. Like... her voice just irritates me. It, like, makes me irritated
when she talks a little bit. Yeah.
So that she can't really fix that, I guess.
And I think her tantrums, her explosions.
Yeah, she's got to get a grip.
Yeah.
With her, I'm like, I just have bigger fish to fry. That's kind of the thing.
That's how I feel. That's why I'm indifferent. I'm just like, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I feel the same.
Tyler.
All that to say is I feel the same.
Yeah, yeah. Tyler, I would really like him to be... more hands off.
Yeah. He's a thumbs down for me. I don't like him.
Yeah.
I think he comes off as kind of like dumb and like, I just don't, I'm just, poor me. I just don't know what's going on. It's like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I think Brittany Snow is way too cool for him.
Mm-hmm.
And et cetera. And also he just is like, he just like, it's so immature, kind of, where it's just like you kind of like act like you're like a 16-year-old boy. Yeah. Like you're a full
airhead.
Adult. Yeah, totally.
Nothing but air between his ears.
Yes, absolutely. And I also don't think he's attractive enough for all the attention he gets.
Yeah.
Brandy.
I think she's a hustler, but she needs to stop claiming she doesn't like drama.
Yeah, just be in the drama and that's fine.
Be in the drama. That's fine.
It's 100% fine. And she was like, I won't be bringing my husband around, but then was on their side.
Yeah.
She was like, I think she just, like, really bothered me because she seemed really cool at first, where she, like, is like, I'm just here for the shit. Like, in the first, like, episode, in the first, like, scene, she was like, everyone's crazy. Like, whatever. Yeah. And so she seemed like she's going to be cool, but then she took the wrong side of every argument.
Yeah.
And was on, like, the totally joined the, like, gang mentality for every single thing that happened. I was like, this is fucking lame.
And she's all bark, no bite.
Yeah,
she's totally. Like, I'm gonna blah, 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 and then nothing. And she's upset. And she's like, well, I didn't want to be in this. And it's like, well, you got yourself.
You literally put yourself in it, but okay.
Yeah. And then Gio. I didn't get, like, the best read on Gio. I really liked how he defended his wife, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't, like, leaned... Like, if he was on next season, I'd be fine. If he wasn't, I'd be fine.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. I would like him to be on because I want to see if any more drama happens with his wife and Alex.
Yeah. And his mom sounds like his
mom. And his mom I liked. Mama yeah, Bear. I liked his mom because she was just seemed like kind of a badass with some wisdom.
Yeah.
But yeah, I started off really disliking him.
Same.
And then in the end was like, okay, I there's some give and take here.
Yeah.
For sure. But yeah, that's pretty much, that's the cast.
That's
there were a couple other guys, but they weren't really worth mentioning.
That was the main cast.
That was the main cast, yeah. So that was the cast that brought drama. So we'll see. I feel like there's going to be another season.
Yeah.
I think they invested too much in it for there not to be.
Yeah.
So.
Agreed.
Anyway, well, that's our bonus episode. Again, we're not really recording this month. Just a couple bonuses. So, we'll see you when we see you.
Yeah.
And that like might and be subscribe. Never again. Yeah. And send to Andy, even though I don't care. Yeah. We need him for a reunion. So send to Andy.
Send him. Yeah. Send it to him.
And follow and like and subscribe. And that's it.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye.